Hey, you! Get off social media and enjoy the present moment. Did you know that all that time you spend on your phone could lead to anxiety and depression? Do you ever actually stop to think about how much time you spend on your phone? Don't you ever want a break from all the things trying to grab your attention on your phone, such as Twitter notifications or Snapchats? Well, I have good news for you. Through your own willpower, you can detach the phone from the phone and fully enjoy the things going on around you. Try putting your phone on silent, turning off notifications for specific apps, and then, most importantly, turn on your radio or a speaker and head to WRUV.org, where you can listen to some fresh jams, ranging from a variety of different genres. This message was brought to you from your well-disciplined smartphone users here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
That's right. Get off your phone, everybody. Just get off your phone. It's finals week. We all got to lock in. And we're back from Thanksgiving. I'm DJ Didge.
I'm DJ Goose.
This is Digging the Ice.
Yeah, on WRUV FM 90.1 Burlington.
Burley. We're happy to be back. We're happy to be back in the freezing cold with the wind just hitting you right in the face as soon as you get off the bus or car, depending on which way you got back here.
Or train. Trains, planes, and automobiles. We watched that right before. I think I have watched it. I was actually, unfortunately, on my phone while I was watching that movie.
I just know that movie like the back of my hand, so I could probably quote it.
I like it. I was stressed.
That's okay.
A good movie to watch, shout out to my mom. I went to go see Elf for the first time this Christmas season.
Yeah.
We had like a Thanksgiving lunch, my family, and then it was 2 o'clock. And I helped my mom bring everything up from the basement. And then by 6 o'clock, my house was Christmas.
Wow.
In all pink Christmas. We have a pink mantle of Christmas trees.
If you catch the stories, the Instagram stories of one only stitching pink, you'll be able to see just how much pink the Christmas is in your house.
All of our trees are pink at this point.
Yeah.
And they all have like embroidered ornaments on them.
There is a scene in Goodfellas where, like, Henry Hill brings home, like, a tree, and it's, like, white, but it has, like, pink ornaments on it.
Yeah, that's my house.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I kind of got, like, that vibe. You'd like that scene.
Probably. Maybe that's the movie we should watch tonight instead of doing work for our finals.
I don't think so.
I have an essay to write.
Like, the one that...
Yeah, the one that we have to write for our class.
Did you write a page yet?
No.
Neither have I.
Well, we gotta write it.
Just start it tomorrow.
We have to check my tire pressure.
Tomorrow? Yeah, what time?
I don't know yet.
That'll take an hour.
Oh, boy.
Okay. I can't do that tonight.
We put snow tires on my car. I say we, I mean my dad got someone else to do it. But, so they're now on my car and the drive up here. The light went on. I was like, for tire pressure, I was like, getting home now.
We're going to find a way to check it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Your PSI.
Your I know how to PSI. Check my PSI.
Yeah. Do you have a gauge?
Woman in STEM? I am. I do. Woman in STEM.
Woman in STEM. Then get them.
Get snow tires. It's snowy. Driving past Albany, I was like, so this is why I got snow tires. There was like an inch of, like a foot of snow in Albany.
In Albany. I mean, all I hear from Albany is that people hate Albany and nobody wants to live in Albany. It's the state cap. An inch of snow. What's wrong with Albany?
I don't know. Terrible.
Do you know who this is?
No. Albany was great.
I don't know what's wrong with Albany.